The question is about Ambarisha, Maharaj Ambarisha, and the place somewhere in Vrindavan. There is one place.
Mathura.
Yeah, in Mathura maybe.
Ambarish Tila.
Yeah, Ambarish Tila. And I read about this Leo, and I tried to find this place, but I find it only in Narayana Maharaj, Raja Mandala Parikrama, but there is no description of the place. I mean, I couldn't find where is it exactly situated.
Yeah, the question is about the location of a particular Leela Stali and Braj named Ambarish Tila. And of course, that's where Ambarish did some tapasya there. Ambarish was the king of Madhya Pradesh. It's just below UP. It's Madhya Pradesh. And he, at one point, I don't remember, maybe you can recall from Bhagavatam, he was doing a brat for 1 year or 2 years, he and his wife, the queen, they did a brat and a vow of fasting. And they both did Nirjala Ekadasi. They traveled, I guess it took some days, I don't know how far away they are, traveled for some days, this is long ago, by royal chariot. They would travel from Madhya Pradesh and come to Braj Mandal, to Mathura, and they would take a bath in Yamuna twice a month, every Ekadasi, and they would both do Nirjal Ekadasi. The next day they would do Payo Brat. Payo means milk. They would only drink milk. And the day before Ekadasi, they would only eat once after sunset some fruits, Falahar. So this is the traditional strict observance of Ekadasi Brat. It's 3 days. Now we can barely survive one day. So they say that he did his tapa. Tila means a small hill. Just like here in Radhakund, where the Brahmins live, there's a called Tilaka Upar. Tilaka Upar means I live on top of the small hill, this hill behind us. When you go to Mohan Rupa's house, or you kind of go up, the street goes up, and it goes up from there, it goes up higher. And small hillock, Tila. So the question is, where is that located? Of course, that Ambarish Maharaj was, I don't even know what yuga, some previous yuga, I don't even know Kali Yuga or what, it's not very clear. Is it told in the Bhagavatam what yuga it is? I don't even know if it's Kali Yuga or Dwapara or when it is. Because the Bhagavatam, any story can be from other kalpas of Brahma, it can be other dweepams. Sometimes the stories of Gajendra and whatnot, they're about other dweeps. This is Jambu Dweep and not some other dweeper. So the Bhagavatam describes stories and personalities from all over the universe. And the timing is not very chronological. So sometimes you're in Treta Yuga and sometimes you're in the end of Dwapara Yuga. In ninth canto, it's Ramchandra. There's mention of Ramchandra's Leela, Surya Vamsh, the glories of the members of the Surya dynasty from the sun god, Raghupati Raj of a Raj or Ram. So that was 3 million years ago. And then at the end of Dwapara Yuga, which is almost a million years, 864,000, then Krishna appears. But in the Bhagavatam, ninth canto is Ram and tenth canto is Krishna. But between Ram and Krishna is millions of years. So there's vast time things. So because it's such a vast, large time, and as you know, even today in Braj Mandal and all over Rajasthan, wherever these hillocks are a big collection of rocks, many times hard rock, like granite or marble or very hard rocks. So it's called mining, and they put dynamite inside the mountains and blow them up. So you can drive around Rajasthan or out near Charan Pahari and Kamvan. There was many mountain chains. These are very flat when you go to Kamyavan from Dig or from Govardhan. It's all flat, and you get out there, and there was many, many hills there, and there are hardly any left. They're all, you look and say, where is it? there's a vast, a big, tall mountain of rocks, and then they've blown it all up, and with machines and trucks taking it all away. So there's a good chance that Ambarish Tila, the original mountain, was chopped up and carted away and transported away and turned into rock chips and stones and slabs for rooftops and road beds and whatnot. So there isn't any Ambarish Tila. When I went to find Ambarish Tila, I went to Vikash Market, and nearby there's one Gaudiya Math Mandir. It's called Keshavji Gaudiya Math. And then from there, walking towards Holy Gate, which is maybe going north on that street by Vikash Market, which is a landmark. You go there and you ask some people, as I know a little Hindi also, and they said, oh, behind here, and you go up here, up this little alley, and that's Ambarish Tila. So I went there, and there were some steps, because it's kind of a hill there, and there's shops on the street side, and the street starts to rise. There's kind of a hill behind the main street where all those markets there are, near Keshavji Gaudiya Math. And the hill, little alley rises up, and even as you go up the hill, there's shops on the right and left. One shop here, then even on an angle, you know. And then finally, it comes out to a little bunch of rocks, and even up there, there's some kind of temple with Hanuman in it. Very small area, maybe about 60 feet by 60 feet. Kind of rocky and open, little dirt paths and little tiny weeds. And there's a mandir on top there. And some very sleepy, quiet place. And there's some murti in there, whatever, I forget. And the pandas there, they said, this is Ambarish Tila. And that's where they take the Atris when they come to visit Mathura. So I can, in the, you know, rainy season or so, we can go visit there. I'll show you Ambarish Tila.